Welcome to Your Health Reset, where we address the real root causes behind health issues today to get you rapid results on your health journey so you can be who you came here to be, mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, survivor of complex chronic illness, expert on resolving root causes, and co-founder of Detox Rejuvenation and Meditation RX. Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of Your Health Reset with me, your host, Sinclair Keneally. And today we are tackling a very simple yet very profound concept that I think is often overlooked by both the practitioners that want to help people the most and by people who are really in the thick of a deep healing journey. We get very granular and very left-brained about healing in this day and age. This lab, that lab marker, this toxin, this gene, this pathway, and you know, this mechanism, and then this happens with the mitochondria, and it's this wavelength, and it's this and it's that. But the truth is, healing is a state of flow, and illness is stagnation. So when you have arrived at a state of stagnation, you can use a lot of chop wood, carry water practices to help you get you back into a state of vitality, but you cannot skip the essence of healing, which must be achieving a state of flow. And sometimes we arrive there by accident, but it's so much smoother and gentler if you can actually cultivate that along the way. People who come to us now in our practice and our students tend to be really advanced, right? If you're listening to this, you're probably an advanced student. You may know more than your MD does about what's going on with you. You're a lifelong learner. You are a deep seeker. You're probably a high performer. Very committed to your health at this point. You've tried a lot of stuff that hasn't worked, and you're now looking for the deep solutions. And there can be a difficulty in this stage of just really tripping over the forest in search for the pine needles on the one tree. So I want to zoom back out today and really look at things in it's going to be irritating to you probably, in an overly simplistic way. So there's the problem state of illness, and there's the healing state of health and repair. We want to spend as much time as possible in the healing state every day. Now, you could talk about this from a vagus nerve standpoint, getting into the parasympathetic dominant, softening, right? And that is a huge part of this work, but that would be oversimplifying it. Life is not going to ask, it's not going to slow down anytime soon. And it's going to keep asking us to respond and flow with the challenges of today, right? So we might need to flow into the sympathetic dominant state many times throughout a day in order to stand up for ourselves, for example, hold our own boundaries, meet life, have the energy to meet life and meet the needs of our life and our commitments around us. And then we want to flow back into the parasympathetic dominant state as soon as is appropriate. As soon as it's time to relax, soften, rest, digest, repair, and detox once more. So this is really important because we can spend years in that flight or fight response, right? Or years in that freeze response. If you look into polyvagal theory, this is really enlightening stuff. And I also just want to remind everybody that you're not going to gag your way into a state of healing. I know we get really excited about different biohacking ways to activate the vagus nerve, but I'm actually talking about something so much bigger than that. I'm talking about your very being itself and your personal self-talk every day and how you're coaching yourself into a flow state. So you're not just doing your ice bath or cold plunge and then gagging and until you're tearing up and then, hey, did it. I got my vagus nerve going. That's a very masculine hyperdrive way to try to achieve the flow state. It's very funny to me. And those things work. If you want to use them as part of your healing tool arsenal, that's fabulous. I love cold therapy. I love vagus nerve tools. What I'm talking about is gentler and bigger picture than that. I always show this graph of this almost like path of a healing journey when I teach. And people start out in this survivor mode, right? We start out where it's very outside in. We're waiting for somebody in a white coat to fix us. We're waiting in this stage zero, which is really at the beginning of the healing journey. Even if you've been suffering for a long time there, it's still at the very beginning of healing. when you're thinking that everything is going to help you from the outside in, and that someone else has the answers and you don't have the capacity to search for it yourself, right? Waiting for that white coat to fix you, waiting for that magic bullet. I remember looking for a medication in this stage. I remember overemphasizing these irritating ways that I thought were going to quickly fix me or at least silence the symptoms, or at the very bare minimum, suppress them temporarily, right? And then you go into more of a curiosity stage. Something wakes you up to your own internal power. And I call this the initiate stage. Can I actually feel better? You're seized by this powerful curiosity. If I do even a little bit of short-term work where I'm in charge, I was talking about my first juice cleanse. It was 3 whole days. And I thought that was huge. 3 whole days. How am I going to live through 3 whole days where I actually have to put my body first, right? And this 3-day juice cleanse better fix my entire life. That kind of orientation. We're growing into the capacity to achieve a flow state again, but it's pretty herky-jerky. And then from there, you start growing into a search for deeper tools. Hey, I do have control over myself. I do have control over the inputs in my body, the way I live my life. I do have my choices. No matter how bad I feel on any given day, I get to decide what those symptoms mean, right? Do those symptoms mean I'm never going to live a happy life again? I'm never going to be in charge of my life again. I'm just at the effect of these symptoms and I have to withstand it and I'm a victim. Or do these symptoms mean, hey, my body's talking to me. My body cares so much about me. It's my home on this plane, on this planet right now until my very last breath. It is never going to give up on me. It is my best friend. It's rooting for me. And it deeply believes in its own capacity to heal. What would happen if I listened to those signals as if they were messages instead of failures? That's the realm of the enthusiast, of the initiate, and then moving into the apprentice, right? I'm listening intently to some of my body's signals, and I even understand what some of them mean. You're on a deep hunt for things that actually work at this point. And from there, it's an easy, gentle step into a full state of optimism some of the time, where you're able to deliberately craft a state of flow for yourself. Hey, I know how all my systems work together. I'm still learning the finer nuances, but I get it. I get my digestive tract. I've thought a lot about this. I've listened to a lot of different people. I'm getting better at sorting through what I need myself personally to heal. I've got some tools that work and some that don't work so well. And I'm going to keep hunting until I get the right stack for me. I've made progress. Yes, I've plateaued. And I have the capacity to push through for deeper healing. I'm committed. I've seen the results when I put my body first for even short periods of time. So I know there's more healing available to me. It's a gentler form of self-talk, right? And this is really important because when you're not feeling well, the default is the problem state. It's very difficult to get outside of your own body. So you either fight your body, you spend a lot of time dissociated from your body. So your energy, your consciousness, even your soul is not in your body because of the mold, the parasites, the heavy metals, all of the pain, right? And this default place that you're in is overwhelm or a negative state that's more intense than overwhelm. It could be worry, it could be fear, it could be irritation or blame or something even lower, all the way down to anger and then depression. But as you start working on yourself, you become really familiar with this ability to gauge your own state, right? Hey, I'm in the problem state right now. I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to pretend to go to the bathroom and recalibrate. I'm going to tap. I'm going to take 3 deep breaths. I'm going to do a butterfly hug or an SNS sympathetic nervous system shakeout. I'm going to take a walk around the block. I'm going to pet my dog. I'm going to look at a tree. Nothing is more important than that I feel good. It's not the end of the world that I just had that disproportionate reaction. That happens sometimes when I'm healing. Your self-talk is completely different in this stage. Do you see what I mean? You are gently coaching yourself into the flow state, into the healing state itself. And you don't have to do an ice bath to get yourself there. A lot of this is about thought by thought, moment by moment in the day. Am I increasing my life force by softening, by being gentle with myself? Or am I decreasing my life force? Am I thinking thoughts that cost me energy? with a negative evaluation of myself, my body, and life around me and my relationships. It's very simple when you really get right down to it. Am I amplifying my life force right now with this choice in this moment? Or am I depleting my life force right now? And in that way, you can be very neutral about it. There doesn't have to be any judgment around this. You're never going to be perfect. I'm not the food police. I'm not the supplement police. I'm not here to tell you to be perfect. I certainly wasn't at any stage in my healing journey. I've told you guys before, I'm inherently a wuss. And I'm inherently a little stingy with my own self-care. And I get into bumpy areas just like anybody else. I get into worrying more about how other people are doing versus how I'm doing. And then I pay the price for that. And I have to take a step back and go, oh, it really didn't work for me. So it's just about, is the thought I'm thinking right now amplifying my life force or depleting my life force? And that can be the difference between being in the problem state, being in the state of illness itself, or in the healing state where everything becomes possible. It really can be that gentle. And before you know it, you can have achieved a level of health mastery that few people only dream of, where your body really is your instrument for creating your life. You never stop learning so that you can fine-tune your health mastery, right? Playing with your protocols, tweaking them, as a guardian of your body and as a lifelong learner, as a steward of your own life force, if that makes sense. For most of my life, I tried to avoid this stupid meat suit that I was dragging around. And much to my surprise, all of the miracles on this plane begin with getting present in your own body, tending to it, and then being available to the best of life. And it really does start with being very gentle with yourself and cultivating that flow state so that you can heal. And I know you can do it. You've got this.
Thanks for listening. Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. Until next time, love, Sinclair.